The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. Beware the leaven, that is, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who can kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, happy rainy morning to everybody. Welcome back. A little thought for you here for the day. Do not be afraid, Jesus tells us. Do you know that Jesus repeats that phrase? Do not be afraid. He repeats that 23 times in the Gospels. I haven't counted for myself, but I suspect he says, don't be afraid, more often than he says anything else in all the Gospels. You want to sit up and take notice when you hear that. However, there's one time and one time only in which Jesus says to be afraid. It's the only time, and it's right here. Beware the one who, after killing, has the power to cast you headlong, body and soul, into Gehenna. A little tiny word about fear here this morning. There's two kinds of fear, okay? Two kinds of fear to think about. Here's the first kind. The first kind is a dread of your powerlessness in the face of an immediate threat. So, for example, maybe you're following all the news stories and the uncertainty of everything that happens in the world fills you with fear. Maybe you're afraid about your health. Maybe you're afraid about your employment. Maybe you're afraid that bad weather is going to spoil your weekend, right? It's the first kind of fear, a dread at your powerlessness in the face of an immediate threat. And this is the kind of fear which Jesus talks about when he says, do not be afraid. Daddy's looking out for you. God has all the hairs of your head counted. Please have some trust in the providence of your Heavenly Father. However, there's another kind of fear. Second kind of fear is a keen awareness of a danger that you have the power to avoid. So, for example, when we were all little kids, Mom always told us, look both ways before crossing the street. That's that kind of fear. It's the kind of fear that, you know, when the weather turns bad and the snow starts to fall and things get icy and dangerous, you don't venture out onto the streets, right? A keen awareness of a danger that you have the power to avoid. It's proper respect for power tools, right? This is that kind of fear. And this is what our Lord is talking about when he says, be afraid, especially be afraid of the one who has the power to cast you into Gehenna. Guess who that one is? It's not the devil. The one who has the power to cast you headlong into Gehenna is you. The only demon who has that power is named ego. That's why we want to focus our lives on what God is asking of us in the moment and how important that message is. The opposite of fear is not courage. The opposite of fear is faith. Fear asks this question, what's going to happen to me? That's what fear says. Faith rather says, what is God asking of me right now?
We keep both these commandments, don't be afraid and have proper fear, by keeping our eyes fixed on the Lord and what he's asking of us in the moment. You can't overemphasize how important that is. You know, I mentioned before I used to be a monk. And like I say, I flunked, okay? But before I left the monastery, I never forgot what the prior said to me as I left the monastery. He said, be careful out there. It's that world is filled with distractions. He says, beware of the distractions. Your soul is a battleground in which you make the call, what you're going to focus on and what you're not going to focus on, what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. Our Lord is keeping us, telling us to keep our focus on him and on his will, and the evil one would try to distract you by getting you to focus on anything except that. There's a lot of distractions out here, yes? Yes. One of them, I genuinely think this is a real problem these days, an excessive focus on the news cycle. Ask yourself, what good is it doing you? I genuinely think it is constant consumption of news. It's mental junk food. You ever seen somebody like eat half a bag of Cheetos and you ask them how they feel afterwards? That's kind of like how we feel after watching too much news. Watch out. It's vexatious to the spirit and it does not come from your heavenly Father. I'll tell you another great distraction. It's comparative living. Spend your life asking, what does he have and what does she have and why don't I have it? That does not come from your heavenly Father. Another terrible distraction is living in the past. How many times in your mind have you gone backwards and said, if only I'd done this differently or that differently, this problem wouldn't have occurred. Forget it. Let it go. Do not be consumed by what you cannot control. That's the message here this morning. Have faith that your Heavenly Father has everything taken care of, and focus on what you can control. And let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to live that day by day and even minute by minute. St. Margaret Mary, pray for us.